Yeah, have a listen.
1 2 1 2, mic check. 1 2 1 2, mic check. Yo 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 yo, bop 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 bop.
Good morning, listeners. Edmir here with 3CR, Radical Radio Station, Apartheid Free Zone. I'm here this morning in Preston, sitting at Preston City Oval with Jonathan Binge, aka Caution. Good morning, Caution. How you going?
Yeah, I'm Amalia. Doing good. Getting ready for the fundraiser for Sudan later today at Ani Amathorpe's gathering place. I'm keeping with that energy, you know what I mean? How you going?
Yeah, I'm going good. I'm going good. It's nice to see you again. We had you on the show a couple months ago now, but you had a youth workshop that you were running.
Yeah, we had an event called Black Up in Perth and got back from there recently. It was deadly time. Autumn Young Mob, just, you know, you see them like gain so much in relationships and being able to express through culture, even if it's like the small little pieces sitting around a campfire, you know what I mean? But yeah, it was a deadly time, like good week over there, good workshops, good people, good energy.
This workshop or this fundraiser at Auntie Elma's place that you were talking about, it's next Friday?
So there's one tonight. It's a fundraiser for Sudan. It'll be passed by the time that this goes live, but I'm putting on a community toy and book swap next Friday on the 19th of December from 11:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. This toy and book swap, it's meant just for community, but that's all Indigenous communities that are living here, whether or not you're Indigenous to these lands or if you came here trying to, you know, seek something more for you and your family. The whole kind of ethos is that there's people in our communities that, intersecting or not, however you get here, it's real tough when it gets around the holidays and you got a lot of stuff to do. You got a lot of people to bar for, you know, we got big families. We got a lot of people looking out for us, a lot of responsibility, and sometimes there's just not enough money and resources to go around. So this is a time to share. We are doing a food bank at the event too. So we are, anybody that comes through to this event isn't leaving without something. There is free food, free coffee for the full day. So even if you don't want to come and participate in the actual toy swapping or the book swapping, you know, kids, teenagers, adults, you can come and just have a free feed, you know what I mean? Have a yarn. We're going to have, not panels, but presentations done by Uncle Gary Foley and Mina Murray. There's a lot of stuff that we're planning to do, but if you've already done your spring cleaning and you've got a lot of pre-love stuff that you wanted to throw out before all the mob come through to the house, you know, all the family come through and you just want to do the big gatherings, this is the time to come to Ani Amathorpe's gathering place and make sure that once loved teddy bear, you know what I mean, or that once loved book that you no longer read because you've already memorized it front to back, this is that time for you to pass that love off to somebody else and make sure that you leave full-hearted, but also like receiving something and being strong within that community mindset, you know?
Yeah, beautiful. That's strong. If people want to contribute things that can then be passed on, are you taking donations throughout the week?
Yep, I'll be taking donations throughout the week. And if there's anybody that wants to donate, you can either email me at jonathan.binge@fya. That's F for Frank, Y for youth, and A for fuck Australia, .org.au. Or you can message or call 0423-455-930, and I'll be there to pick up all of your donations, whatever you want to do. But if you want to come through to the event and just share space and pass off all of your items at that time, you can. Remember that there is a food bank too. These are going to be for families that, you know, can't afford much for the holidays, or mob that just need extra things, essential items around the house. So I'd encourage people to bring non-perishables, stuff that you've either got overstock, or if you've got an excess amount of money that, you know, would go towards charities or something like that, feed into the charity industrial complex. Rather than not knowing where your money is going, why don't you put it back into community and come to Aniyama Thorpe's gathering place, you know what I mean? Like, pass off the love to the next person. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that we can do, so if you want to bring and assist in the food bank, you can bring anything non-perishable. You can bring, you know, like, whatever you've got lying around. If you've got toys that your kids no longer play with or you no longer need, then this is the time to come and share that. And the same with books too. Yeah, all throughout the week I'm accepting whatever. So either hit me up directly or you can come through on the day and just share in the space.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. I feel like it's important as well to touch on the experiences and affirm the dignity of some of the kids and families who don't have stuff at Christmas or this time of the year, when a lot of people are receiving from their families and receiving from community. But how can we uplift these families and these people, as you said, passing on to the next person throughout this time?
Yeah, well, that's the beauty of it, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people, even if you're in a tough situation, you still hold your dignity, and all it takes is for somebody to sit down with you and to connect, you know what I mean? Give you time, lend a shoulder, lend an ear. There's not much that you really have to do to reaffirm that a person is a person and they're living real lives, you know what I mean? These are families, these are community members, these are brothers, siblings, sisters, auntie, uncle. Like, these are mob, and everybody is worthwhile. So if you do have stuff that you can give in excess, I would encourage you to come out, you know what I mean? This is at Aniyama Thorpe's gathering place, 11:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. in Preston. So right down the road from the Galaxy Pool Lounge or the Preston Market, you know what I mean? Like, park wherever you need to, come through for the day. But at around 1 p.m. we're gonna have Uncle Gary Foley on stage doing a presentation about resistance, historical resistance on this colony. So we're letting him pick what he wants to yarn through for the day. And then later that day, we're gonna have a similar yarn from Mena at around 2 p.m. And they're gonna go through, talk about collective resistance, talk about abolition in today's context. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's going to be happening, so if you want to come through, you want to just share in the space, or you want to gain some knowledge, this is the time to come and do it, you know what I mean? We're having a lot of fun things going through there. Gaming Threads is going to be through on the day to do a custom t-shirt workshop. We're going to have a gift wrapping workshop, so even if you've got toys that you've already brought for your family but you don't have enough money to wrap the presents, you can bring those through for the day and they will be wrapped for you, or you can come and learn how to do the wrap just like the professionals do it at the big Northland centers, you know what I mean? So yeah,
the state Labor government has begun works on demolishing Melbourne's 44 public housing towers to be replaced with private housing. Already, hundreds of residents have been displaced, often into unsuitable homes under duress. The tower at 12 Holland Court, Flemington, has become a Homes Victoria work site, while the families still living in the building are being treated appallingly. Join Save Public Housing supporters in solidarity with residents. Weekdays, 7 to 9am and 4:30 to 6:30pm, as we engage with passing traffic to make some noise and show Jacinta Allen that the demolition of public housing is unacceptable. Signs and banners provided, or bring your own. There's power in numbers, so see you out on Racecourse Road at the front of 12 Holland Court, Flemington, 7 to 9am or 4:30 to 6:30pm. Check Save Public Housing Instagram page for weekly updates. Save Public Housing is a 3CR supporter.
Good morning, listeners. You're listening to Monday Breakfast Show on 3CR, 855am, Apartheid Free Zone.
That was part one of a two-part interview that I did with Jonathan Binge, aka Caution, First Nations rapper and community youth worker, talking about this Friday. There's going to be a Black Abolition book and clothes swap where you can donate perishables and gifts, and there'll be free food and music. And yeah, up next, I'll be playing part two of the interview. So stay tuned, have a listen. And for those curious about donating anything, any pre-loved things or items, as Caution said, things that were once loved that you can pass on to someone else. He mentioned his number and his email in the first part of the interview, but I will put his number with his consent in the show notes on the Monday Breakfast Show website. So that way, if you have things you want to contribute from today until Thursday or Friday, you can do that. But yeah, I'm going to play part two of the interview now. So stay tuned, have a listen.
So talk about professional rappers. Later today, we've got the fundraiser for Sudan happening that you'll be performing about. You want to talk a bit about your artistry as well and where you're at with your own process.
Yeah, right now, I don't know, man. Like, I've been rapping since I was 14 years old, 2014, until today. Was something like, I just turned 26, so, yeah, it's like, what, 11, 12 years? Yeah, it's on. Like, it's been a while since I've been doing this, so, yeah, man, I don't know. It's a lot. Like, it's a long road, it's a long journey, but the main thing is that you write from personal experience, and you only can do that if you make yourself available to have experiences to write from, you know? Some people just, like, grew up on a different side of town and have a different outlook on life. But, you know, you can still keep your personability about you. You can still keep your wits about you and not try to die in the city, you know what I mean? That's, like, yeah, those are some of the main things that I've been doing in this city. But yeah, now it's time for me to keep going with my artistry in the time that I can. But you know, I wanna be able to take the knowledge that I gained so far and give it back to other young black fellas and other young mob, you know what I mean? Like, it's a long road, and all of that understanding, all of that knowledge, you know, they say, when a good worker leaves a place, that's the institutional knowledge that is left, you know what I mean? So if you're not passing that off, then you're avoiding that responsibility to the next generation. So I'm not that much older, but, you know, everyone's got experiences that we can share in. And, you know, whether you like it or not, you do have privilege. I've got privilege right now to have the job that I'm holding down. So I want to be able to give back to that in any way possible. So if I'm, yeah, if it's not the music, then you can expect me out there either, you know, yelling at gubbars on stage or doing events like what I'm doing on the 19th of December at Arnie Armour's. I'm going to be out here. I'm around. I've been doing it for a while, so whether it's the music or whether it's the work, just going to keep on pushing and making sure that it gets done.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Take care of the river so it takes care of the people that are downstream. Yeah, that's a beautiful, beautiful piece of wisdom that you just shared around passing on the knowledge when you leave a place or an institution. I've never thought about it like that, but it makes a lot of sense. And I think that speaks to your wisdom as well from being around, doing what you do, but being personable and witty. You stay true to yourself this whole time, man. And that's a beautiful thing. But we'll start to wrap up, but is there any last things or last words you want to add about next week or tomorrow or just anything life-wise that you want to add? Because this is one of the last interviews for the Monday Breakfast Show before we go for a two-month summer break for the listeners that are tuned in. So, yeah, if you want any words of wisdom from Caution for the summer, now's the time to listen.
Tonight, we got the fundraiser for Sudan. So, we're still going for Free Sudan. We are still going for Free Palestine. We are still going for Free West Papua. We are still going for Free Earth, you know? All colonized people should be free and have their land back and have their resources back, the things that are being stripped from us, the dignity that is being taken from us. It's a long road back, but you know, like, self-determination is one thing. You see black fellas in Victoria celebrating treaty right now. Like, that's something that has been in the works, you know, for ever since these fellas stepped foot off of the fleet. So it's different for different people, but you know what I mean? Like, this is the time that everybody needs to come together. When we see white nationalists doing a continent-wide convergence without any kind of recourse or without any kind of disruption from what white institutions, you know what I mean? These same police stations that were created, set up and funded by the government to track down, hunt and kill Aboriginal people on their own lands that just wanted their resources back, and when they couldn't get that, they went for farmers. You know what I mean? Like, this is the thing. These are the times that we need to recognize that it's stronger to stay together than it is to be apart. So I'd encourage anybody who is a colonized person and living on this continent and listening to 3CR, like, if you're already doing all of these things, then it's the time to be out there in community more. It's not the time to stay indoors. And if you're staying indoors for your own safety, that means that you don't have enough people in community around you. So it's about going out and making sure that you have a solid base. You know what I mean? Like, there's people that'll be out there for you. There's marshals that are out on the rallies, and those same marshals are people too, you know what I mean? If they're coming through and they're defending on one of the biggest days when people are going to clash with white nationalists, then maybe that's a good time for you to go and reach out to them and ask about what you could be doing outside of the rallies. It's time for everybody to be free, but we ain't going to be free if we're depending on all of the governments around the world to come through collectively and give us our freedom back. That's not how it's ever worked. That's not how it's ever worked for any colonized people, any dark people, you know, any brown people. This is the way that they do, the way that the dandruff goes over and drifts, sweeps over the earth, you know what I mean? Like, it's not about cleansing anything. It's about making sure that people get theirs. So if you are still out here and you're cautious about going out the house, just remember, we are the global majority. There are more than us, than them, around the world, and if we aren't together, then it's just going to make sure that they can go through and do their divide and conquer tactics, you know what I mean? It's just garbage. But all of you mob mali are to me, so it's more than friendship, you know what I mean? This is endless connections that black fellas and other colonized people have been building since, you know, these fellas got off the boat and tried to do their collective sweep to kill blacks. So It's more than just a political movement. It's more than just trying to go out and give back to the community. It's about our livelihoods, you know what I mean? It's about making sure that our children will stay here and be able to live freely and not have to get killed on the street or not have to go worry about being fed misinformation when they go into their schools and denied what their lineage's life experiences were like from a teacher that has never had any day of hardship in their life. So, you know, this is something that is a collective thing. It's collective well-being and it's collective freedom. Aniyama Thorpe's gathering place, 19th of December, 11:30 a.m. to 4:30 a.m. Remember, you don't have to come and show up with anything. You can just come and share in community. Everything is free on the day. You don't have to sign up registrations. You don't have to give out money for nothing. We're not accepting monetary donations. It's just about, you know, being there for each other. So I'd advise you to get out the house on Friday, next Friday. And, you know, come through. Make sure that people are known. Yeah.